Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Mishpatim. We are also going to have the privilege of ushering in the month of Adar, which of course means this Shabbos is also Parshas Shkalim. The parsha begins, Ve'ilah Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneim. These are the Mishpatim you should put in front of them. And every year Rav Shechter would remind us at least once over the course of the year that there's machlokas in the Gemara and Sanhedrin as to whether Pshara is permissible, permitted, or obligatory, whether it's mutter, whether it's an ideal, whether it's a chiyuv or a mitzvah. And Rav Shechter would remind us, La halacha, we hold that it's a mitzvah to make a pshara, but what is a pshara? So Rav Soloveitchik said, pshara doesn't mean that we come to some sort of relocation or reagreement. Pshara means what does Yosher dictate, even if it's beyond the letter of the law. Rav Shechter would tell us the story that sometimes this means playing in full, and sometimes it's even a chutzpah to ask for the letter of the law. I use the example of a person who borrows a piece of jewelry from an employee, loses that piece of jewelry, and then argues that there is no need to pay for it, since as we hold, it's considered baal avimo. So the letter of the law says, I don't have to repay. But the truth is, in the spirit of the law, Yosher dictates that you pay for it in full. So you don't make a pshara by saying, I'll pay back half. No, you pay back in full. That's the rule of pshara. I remember Allah's Amaretites also telling us in one particular instance where a person came to a din Torah with him, and the person wanted to argue that, he was entitled to a pshara. And so one of the Baal Din presented all of his evidence, and everything was clearly in favor of that Baal Din. The other guy just said, well, okay, so let's 50-50 it because of pshara. And Rabbi Tai said to him also, no, pshara means that we do what's right. And that, of course, is part of what it means, Ve'ilah Mishpatim. This is some of the times where Mishpat declares going above the letter of the law. We're also told about a person who buys an Eved Ivri. You should pierce his ear. Why his ear? So the Gemara in Kedushin tells us it's because that it was an ear that heard that Bnei Yisrael are only supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kili Bnei Yisrael Avadim Velo Avadim LaAvadim. That our job is to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, when you choose to be a slave, Hashem wants you to open your ear even more. Rabelski Zatzal explained that the purpose of the piercing is to get him to open his ear better, to have a better hearing. The individual thinks that everything is okay as a slave to another person. He needs to listen a little bit better. You have to dehair. That's not a good thing for a human being, and to be a slave to a different human being. We're also told that when a person goes ahead and causes a death of another person or injury to another person, we say ayin tachas ayin. A person pays. Secular societies took this idea literally. Even in Chazal, Rabbi Elazar saw this as a potential literal punishment. The other Chachamim argued. So how did they arrive at their conclusion that the intent of the pasuk was ayin tachas ayin means mamon, that you pay for it? So Rabbi Midan Shalita, the Rosh Hashiva of Har Etzion, suggested that the moment there's a choice between death or amputation on the one hand and monetary compensation on the other, because of the rules of V'chai Bohem, a person's obligated to choose the idea of paying monetary compensation. The Torah has to be looked at in a total picture, and the total picture of the Torah comes with the understanding that we are supposed to live by it. So, of course, it can't mean death unless there's absolutely no other choice. Here, since we have the choice of choosing Mammon, of course, that must have been the Torah's intent. Then we're told that in regard to the person who goes ahead and causes distress to the weakened, to the almana or the yasom, right? Kim tsaok yitzak elai shamoa eshmataka. So if the person goes ahead and screams, I certainly will hear. Shamoa eshma, I'll hear his scream. And why the double language shamoa eshma? What's to be understood? So the late great Ramichel Feinstein Zatzal explained that even the Midas HaRachamim will work against the person. In other words, usually Midas HaDin prosecutes a person who sins, and Midas HaRachamim, the attribute of mercy, tries to defend a person. But when the person tortures a widow or an orphan, so the Midas HaRachamim stays with the orphan. And now you have two sides working against you, the Din and the Rachamim. So Shamoa Eshma, it's not a good place to be. Don't distress a person who is down. Instead, the Torah tells us in Kesef, Talves Ami, when you have money, go ahead and make sure you lend it. And the Torah sees the prohibition against Rebus, against the idea of charging interest, as being a major violation. Now, why, while it is a financial one deserving a placement in Choshen Mishpat, the laws of Rebus appear in Yoredeya? Why? It seems, based on our parsha, that Hashem takes special exception to one who accepts Rebus as not only an affront to one's fellow man, but also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Well, I don't understand. If both parties agree to it, then why can't Rebus be collected? So the Ksav Sofer explains that the Torah abhors passive self-advancement. The Torah wants us to work for our advancement. When it comes without any effort on our part, the Torah is not okay with that process. And so therefore the Torah sticks it not only in Chosh Mishpat, where we know that that would be an issue of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, but even in the issues of Bein Adam L'Makom, Ribbis applies there as well. Work. That a person should go ahead and work for his bread, not to just sit back and have it given to him for nothing. Then we're told, work 6 days of the week, so that your ox and your donkey will rest. Now, is that really true? Does that make any sense? Is the purpose of Shabbos really just supposed to be to give the donkey some time off, or to give the cow some time off? Why would the Torah give us that impression? So Rav Zevin Zatzal explained that the message here is that Shabbos is not only about working, it's about achieving a state of mind of calm. And by not having your animals working, they're not going to be on your mind. Maybe something's going to happen to them, maybe something's not good with them. And so therefore what the Torah wants us to take away is to achieve a state of mind on Shabbos. And that comes when everything you have is off the schedule. We, after the whole story of the series of Mishpatim that come out at the beginning of the parasha, we go back to the situation at Mamad Har Sinai. And of course, we're told, Vayikach Moshe Achatzi Adam. Moshe took half the blood, and half of it he put on the Mizbeach, and the other half he sprinkled on the people. Now, why was the blood split 50-50 between the Mizbeach and the people? So Rav Hutner Zatzal notes that the Luchos were also split 50-50. After all, we call them Luchos HaBris. In fact, whenever we find the word Bris, it's a covenant or a deal between two people, we find a 50-50 split. Why? Because a good bris always has a 50-50 devotional split. And so here, when the bris is about Torah, it also needs a 50-50 split. But instead of between parties, the split has to be in the Bein Adam L'Makom versus Bein Adam L'Chaveru realm. The responsibilities wind up being equal. Rabbi Reisman Shalita added that this is a Yisod Gadol in Avodas Hashem, that when you have Bein Adam L'Makom without Bein Adam L'Chaveru, or when you have Bein Adam L'Chaveru without Bein Adam L'Makom, you're certainly lacking something in your Avodas Hashem. We don't need to be lacking in our Avodas Hashem, we need to grow, and so therefore we put the 50-50 so that we grow. We read a special maftir this week, which comes from the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, and of course talks about Machatzis HaShakel. And we're told, Zayitnu kol aver ha'alapkudim Machatzis HaShakel b'Shakel HaKodesh. Now why is the concept of Machatzis stressed over here? So Shlomo Alkavitz Atzal, the famous author of the Chadodi, the author of the Manas Alevi on Megillas Esther and Megillas Rus, highlights the idea that we are only a part of who we are without our achdos, without being part of Am Yisrael. Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger, Shlita, notes that this idea comes from the natural concept of man, lo tov heyosa adam levado, not being good by himself. And this is the ultimate message for the month of Adar, which is designed to counteract the claim of Haman as existed in the past, that we are indeed mefuzar mefarad bein ha'amim, that we are all scattered around, and we are not united together. Finally, in the Haftorah, we read about Yoash and Yoyada HaKohen, and we find that Yoyada HaKohen set up a system whereby he turned around and he placed the box for the donations, Vayiteno Soetz al Mizbeach, he puts it next to the Mizbeach. However, in Divrei HaYamim, when the story is recounted, we find the box was placed outside of Shanikinor. So how do we explain the contradiction? So the Karban HaEidah and Masechta Shkalim in the 6th parak suggests that Yehoyada placed it near the Mizbeach, and it was the king Yehoash who moved it to the gate. Why? So Rav Yitzchak Saratskin Shalita notes that the king wanted everyone, even those who were Tamei and could not enter the Mikdash, to have a chance to pay their obligation and join together with the Jewish people. The chance to join in the project is an important one, and it allows everyone to be a part of the people. And so therefore, he wanted the opportunity to allow everyone a chance to give in and get in on the ground floor, and so he moved it to a place where everyone could reach it. We are living in times where we may not always be able to go ahead and get the best of the best, but by reaching out to one another, Zayitnu Machatzis HaShekel, and giving a chance to contribute and be part of the bigger project, we will be able to achieve great things in life. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a chance to enjoy those great things and grant us all the Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha, Shabbat Shalom to all.